Captain. I have to say, though, really fun show, smart show, engaging show. Guests were fantastic. Callers were great. Make sure you download the podcast. Give us a 5-star review and entertain my boy Dub. We'll be back tomorrow with more great sanity in an insane world.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Inflation under our current administration is at 40-year highs. Everything is more expensive. Cars, gas, groceries, housing. Cost of living increases are really burdening Americans.
Which is why you need to find areas in your life where you can save money, and your wireless bill's one of them. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, they overcharge you for the same service you could be getting from Pure Talk for a fraction of the cost. That's why we're customers and why you should be one too.
And listen to this. The more lines you have, the more you save. Right now, you can get 4 lines, talk, text, and data for just $64. That's not per line. That's total. That's how the average family is saving over $800 a year.
So do this. Go to puretalk.com, find the plan that's right for you. Then for this month only, enter promo code PureTalk, and you'll save an additional 25% for your first 3 months. That's puretalk.com, promo code PureTalk. That's puretalk.com, promo code PureTalk. Do it today.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Buying or refinancing a home and looking for the right mortgage is a very personal decision. And at GFL Capital Mortgage, we too take every mortgage very personal. We can get your approval done in 7 to 10 days with ease and confidence. With a local office here in Las Vegas, you're not just a number on a website. Call GFL Capital Mortgage today at 5292-444. That's 5292-444. Listen to our weekly show here every Saturday, clear to close at 7 a.m.
Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada License Number MB4265, NMLS 64367.
Home delivered meals, prescription assistance, utility assistance, disability services. Find resources for seniors in your community. Free and confidential help is here 24/7. Download the app. Text your zip code to 898-211. Call 211. Visit Nevada211.org or chat with a specialist on our website. Get connected. Get help.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the world famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kep Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden sending about 2,000 troops from Fort Bragg, North Carolina to Poland and Germany this week, and sending part of an infantry striker squadron of roughly 1,000 troops based in Germany to Romania. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked why the administration has decided to deploy troops to Europe now.
There's no question that Russia and President Putin has continued to take escalatory, not de-escalatory steps. So it is not that it is one moment. It is we are looking at the events over the course of time.
Psaki says Vladimir Putin's intentions remain unclear.
We have not seen de-escalatory actions. At the same time, we don't know that President Putin has made a decision to act. And that means that we are going to, of course, continue to leave the door open to diplomacy.
The military moves come amid the stalled talks with Russia over its buildup at Ukraine's borders. Also at townhall.com, Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes was asked, or says he was shocked,
by what he saw during a recent trip to the southern border.
Reyes was among a dozen attorneys general who got a first-hand look at the border in Texas last week. The goal, he says, was to work toward greater coordination
on interdiction of drugs, human trafficking.
Reyes tells the Salem Radio Network he was shocked by the numbers.
$100 million worth of human beings. That's their market value per week.
Reyes says because of what he calls the failed open border policies of the Biden administration, every state in the country is now a border state. Bob Agner reporting.
Throngs of police have gathered at New York City's St. Patrick's Cathedral to pay tribute to young officer Wilbert Mora. Mora and partner Jason Rivera were gunned down while answering a call for help in Harlem. The Dow ahead 192 points and the NASDAQ up 44. More at townhall.com.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the harassment. Get free of credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and medical bills. Call now at 800-670-5450 for free information. For about 10 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Get off the endless cycle without having to declare bankruptcy. You'll have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now at 800-670-5450. That's 800-670-5450.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
It's 12:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada law enforcement wrote more than 5,100 speeding tickets last year for drivers going over 100 miles per hour. Officials say that number would have been higher if they were fully staffed. The Nevada Office of Traffic Safety says 5,137 tickets were written statewide in 2021 for drivers going in the excess of 100. That's up more than 4,400 from 2020, and that averages out to about 14 drivers cited every day going over the speed of 100. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo has rescinded the mandate requiring Metro hires to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The sheriff said with the recent dip in positive cases at the department, he lifted the mandate about a week ago. He says he still supports people getting vaccines, but that's a personal decision. The plans for the upcoming NFL draft in Las Vegas still include a red carpet presentation over the fountains at the Bellagio. Still waiting to see that. Las Vegas was scheduled to host the 2020 draft before the COVID-19 pandemic shut things down. Also, major road impacts will begin on April 13th. We'll talk about that as time moves on.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Right now, let's talk about the road conditions today. It's actually not too bad right now on area freeways. No restrictions or delays on the 215 or Interstate 15, but on the 515, you're still going to be slow between Main Street and Eastern, both directions, through that construction zone. Mm-hmm.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, February 2nd, Groundhog Day. Yeah, six more months of winter, it looks like. Thanks, Punxsutawney Phil. The state of the race. We have nine individuals, eight men, one woman, vying for the Republican nomination for governor, looking to replace Steve Sisolak. One of those is John Lee. He is the mayor of North Las Vegas. He is a friend, and he is a GOP candidate for governor. Mr. Mayor, good to have you with us. Thanks so much. Give me your state of the race as we barrel towards the filing deadline and then eventually in June the election. Can you talk a little bit about how it's going for you?
Yeah, I can. I think it's going very well. I've been traveling through all 17 counties, going to a lot of different club meetings, introducing myself to people. You know, as mayor of North Las Vegas, I stayed pretty much in my zone here and made sure I repaired North Las Vegas. So it's just getting out, name recognition, people finding out the things that I'm able to do as a leader and what my background has been. And I'm doing great. I'm very happy, and I'm looking forward to serving the state of Nevada at that level.
Let me ask you, this is the time of year when governors and mayors and presidents are doing State of the Union or State of the State or State of the Cities. I've been to one of your State of the Cities addresses. Thank you very much for the invite. And I got to ask you, give me your State of the City 3-minute speech. That you know, as far as how it's going for the city of North Las Vegas.
Well, Kevin, North Las Vegas, as everyone out there knows, unless they just moved here recently, was almost bankrupt 8 years ago. The bond rating had dropped to junk in the major three categories. We were probably 2 months away from losing our charter, and there would be no more North Las Vegas. And I grew up here. I could not let my community fail. So I jumped in here as mayor. And I told the state, and this is true, the state, I told them, I say this to you, if you've got $10 in your wallet, you've got 10 more dollars than the state of Nevada has right now. They could not have come here and fixed North Las Vegas. And the cities and the county thought about splitting up North Las Vegas down the center, but then they would have had to take all that debt, and they were praying that it wouldn't go under. So we just started doing conservative business things here. I hired some good people around me. We didn't raise fees. We didn't raise taxes. We just went to work like people work in the real world. We treated every decision like it was a business decision, and we worked for the residents of North Las Vegas. And now we're the strongest financial city in the state of Nevada. We have diversified our economy. We're not a bedroom community to anybody anymore. We are diversifying the residents' jobs in North Las Vegas, so they have more jobs than just tourism, gaming, and hospitality and construction. And we're a fantastically rebuilt city. Our bond ratings are all back up to A. We've saved so much money. I put $10 more million into the police department annually. And then with retirements and stuff, we've hired 200 more officers and people in the police department to serve our community. So we're doing fine, and I appreciate that question.
Well, and the thing that I look at is about every week there's something in the newspaper or on TV relative to development coming to North Las Vegas, whether it's connected to Apex or some of the other areas. Can you talk a little bit about this development where large corporations are seeking out North Las Vegas? Mm-hmm. It's not the other way around.
No, it used to be years ago, people chased cheap land. You know, they thought I could get land cheap over here in North Las Vegas and I'll come over cheaper than Henderson or something. But anymore, land has pretty much balanced itself out in this valley. So in order to win, you have to understand you're competing every day. I'm competing every day with Henderson, Las Vegas, Clark County, Boulder City, Mesquite. When these companies come here, they have to find something in North Las Vegas that attracts them more than just land. And it's actually what we do in service. You know, we have two speeds in North Las Vegas, Kevin, fast and faster. They follow me. I move that fast. The city moves that fast. And so we've got a lot of infrastructure that's been put within our community. We have a system here that you could come in here. If you hire somebody locally, we change this, and they're certified with the city. They've been through our certification process. You can come in and hire that company, and they can come over and with a set of plans, and then 4 days later get a permit to start working. While we're getting subcontractors and contractors and developers working on the project, our plans checkers are going through the plans, but we allow them to go ahead and start moving dirt, cleaning off ground, start digging trenches, all the stuff that you need to do in construction, but you can't bury anything. And the people, our local people here, know our requirements, and they do a good job of it. So the most important thing to understand in construction and any business is the carrying cost. So if you're going to go buy land and you wait 6 or 9 months for the city or the county to give you a permit, you've lost interest on that money, and you've also lost interest if you're making interest payments on money you borrowed. So the competition in North Las Vegas is keen, and we're aggressive at it, and we serve our customers like they're our business partners.
I want to ask you about a couple of different initiatives that are maybe on the ballot in November, which I think would be a great thing. There is an organization called Education Freedom for Nevada PAC, headed up by Aaron Phillips, a friend of both of ours, and this would essentially fund things like ESAs and opportunity scholarships and things like that. Can you talk a little bit about this effort, this particular PAC effort, Education Freedom for Nevada PAC, and what they're trying to do? And am I to assume that you support their efforts?
That's a good question, Kevin. I heard about it yesterday live from a gentleman named Dave Gibbs, who is spearheading this. And Aaron, with Power to Parents, got up and actually spoke right behind it. I firmly believe that something has to change. Our school district is too big. It doesn't compete. It doesn't teach for 21st century jobs. The parents in North Las Vegas love their children as much as anybody else in this valley, and they want their children to succeed. And so this isn't the same school system, Kev, that I grew up with or my kids went to. It's a complete different animal now, and we're falling back way too far. And in North Las Vegas, my parents, like I say, demand that we give them options. So we put in more charter schools, more private schools, and more parochial schools in North Las Vegas in the 8 years I've been here than anywhere else. Now, this Education Freedom account really steps it up a little bit. West Virginia has actually done this, and it's working out great for them. The $7,000-plus dollars that go into an account per student, that money could be withdrawn, and it could be put into a parochial school or a private school, and the family would be able to move their child over there and get the same opportunity with a higher level of education than what they're getting right now. Some people want to call it a voucher account. I call it the Education Freedom account because it gives parents the opportunity to help their students achieve success in this world right now. So I'm all for it. I think it only makes sense. Years ago, I didn't think it, you know, 20 years ago, it sounded a little bit different, but now it's a must. We have to offer the future of our state better education options.
How do we overcome the opposition, which will come, you know it, I know it, from the teachers' union? They are powerful in this area. They can spend a lot of dough running TV ads and radio ads and trying to defeat this. Can we do this? Can we do this via petition? Initiative?
I think so. Hey, well, you have to get the, I think it's 160,000 signatures, so Dave's going to have to work very hard, but it can be done. I don't think the individual teachers themselves have a single problem. When you've got 40 kids in your classroom and you got six classrooms a day, it just doesn't work for you. I mean, how many people are we losing right now in the system with substitutes and full-time teachers? I think it would be a respite for these people to actually manageable classes. Some of these teachers might want to leave and go to another opportunity to teach. They love teaching. So the teachers themselves, I feel, probably are not going to be threatened by this. I would tell you that because of the insurance issues that the school district seems to have, the health insurance, it could be a hit on the health insurance system. But for the parents and the child, it is necessary. So I think that would outweigh a powerful teachers union if the parents will get behind this.
The other headline from the Nevada Independent is proposed ballot measures seek voter ID and repeal of broad mail-in voting. Do you support this effort? This is the Dave Gibbs effort, and obviously the education is the one with Aaron Phillips and Power to Parent and that group. Can I assume you support this, the seeking the voter ID and the repeal of the broad mail-in voting?
I do, and I do it out of just sense of logic. You know, we have so many 20 days of early voting. If you went to the poll and you forgot your driver's license, you got 19 more days to go get your license. For some reason, you left it at home. But while you're driving to the poll and driving back, you better have that driver's license on you. You're going to get a ticket for it. You know, you have to show that, you know. And so voting is not a privilege, it's a right. We have the right to vote. And so no one should be denied the opportunity to vote. And so I think that anybody in this country, we very seldom get to show a lot of patriotism. We say the Pledge of Allegiance, we put our hand over our heart, we stand for the national anthem. But when you go vote, you're really doing a patriotic and a symbolic gesture to the future generations that many, many men and women have died for this opportunity, and it's very valuable that we keep it. So I don't have a single problem with somebody having to show that they're a citizen. I'm not sure how many people have tried to vote and weren't able to vote, but if there's any sense that there's a discrepancy in that right, I believe we should remove ourselves from it and make it the cleanest system in the world. And I was going to give you an example on this, and I thought about this. I had a construction company one time, and a guy bought a ladder off a job site, big ladder, nice ladder, and it has some other company's name on it. And I said, where'd you get that ladder? He goes, well, it was left on the job, so we're going to keep it. And there's the name of the company on the side of it. We can see who it belongs to. And I told that guy, I said, you better call up and get that company to come get that ladder. Because I'm thinking in my mind, anybody that will steal for you will steal against you. So if you're on one side of this issue, you better realize that the other side of the issue can cheat too. And you don't want that to happen to you, and they don't want that to happen to them. We need to come together and protect America with our vote.
Again, Mayor John Lee joining us from North Las Vegas. And I've got to ask you, a lot of the campaigns have heretofore been positive, this is who I am, this is what I believe in sort of races and pitches. I'm wondering, at what point do you in your campaign start to calling out other Republican candidates as to their beliefs?
That's a good question. Right now, the first week of March is when you actually put your name on the ballot. Maybe some of these people who are considering or looking at it, I don't know why I'd waste money talking about somebody who doesn't even put their name on the ballot. You know, so it'd be wasted energy right now. My opportunity is to, such as your show, Kevin, to introduce people to me. When the time comes that I know who's on the ballot, that's the time that I want people to recognize that experience and leadership and vision are more important than name identity. I mean, I was in the legislature for 14 years. All the time I was in the legislature, I had my own company. I didn't just live off, you know, government paychecks. You know, I was working my companies and doing public service. When I became mayor, now that had to change because of the dire situation we were in. I sold my companies and said, I'm going to do this now. This needs to be done. This is good for the community. But after we put our names in, you can bet that I have to do the things that show people that we don't want four more years of Sisolak. And if we get a candidate that's just like Sisolak, what difference, what changes there been? You know, we need to make sure that we have the right leader. A lot of the people in the Republican Party have very good specific trades. You know, they one's a cop. I don't even say police officer. I just say cop. There's a difference. The other one, we have doctors. We have, you know, people experience. They're single issue people, but they're very good at their issue. But what eight of the nine of them, I will say, genuinely want to run for governor to change the system in Carson City right now. And I don't begrudge anybody having that desire, but we're going to have to all get behind somebody like me and let me go in there and do what I did for North Las Vegas for the state of Nevada. Because if we go another 4 years with this type of leadership in Nevada and lack of communication within our local governments, you just might as well all plan on moving somewhere else because we're going to just destroy the state.
Wow. If folks want to help your campaign, how do they go about doing it? What is it you need?
Well, tell your if you know me out there, I'm saying hello to you and tell your friends about me. Number two is study the candidates so you can get an idea of the positions that they have. The third one is to get a hold of a candidate like me. It's www.votejohnlee.com. And you don't, a lot of people, these are primaries, but we need to vote values this time, Kevin. Like, I've had an A rating with the Nevada Right to Life organization all the years I've been in legislature and mayor. I was the National Legislator of the Year for the NRA nationally for all the work I did with gun rights. I was chosen because of the horrible situation North Las Vegas is in, and I brought it back. We're, you know, Detroit, Stockton, Vallejo, San Bernardino County, we're still suffering. I was named Elected Official of the Year in the United States for the City County Magazine. That's the biggest magazine they have. So I think if you look at my resume, you're going to go, if this guy wants to spend the next 4 years of his life dedicating to fixing our state and moving it forward, I should pay attention to him. He's serious about this. And he's proven already in his record that he gets things done.
Mr. Mayor, always good to visit with you. Be safe out on the campaign trail. And I know we'll be talking again. Thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Mayor John Lee, North Las Vegas, joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Talking about the news of the day need not be toxic or boring. Hey, it's Rob Carson. Join me weeknights from 6 to 8 for a unique and fun look at politics and pop culture. It's the Rob Carson Show on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
With inflation skyrocketing and energy rates rising, wouldn't it be great to know what you'll be paying for energy for years to come? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Thad Alger and the solar professionals at Inspire Solar Solutions will help you take control of your power. Thad can save you 10 to 20% immediately and lock in savings on your monthly costs for years to come. Right now, there are lucrative federal tax incentives that will allow you to offset over 25% of the price of your solar system. Plus, there are compelling financing and leasing options so you can go solar with minimal or no out-of-pocket investment. As a bonus, everyone who signs up will receive a Vivint smart home security system and 3 years of monitoring for free. That's a $2,800 value. Find out how much you can save on solar for years to come. Call or text Thad at 702-518-9646 or check them out at InspireSolarSolutions.com. That's 702-518-9646. One more time, InspireSolarSolutions.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. While I was watching this past weekend's AFC-NFC title games, it hit me like a ton of bricks. In a packed sports bar, I heard conversations at our table. I could hear conversations at other nearby tables. Now, for years, I couldn't make out conversations at crowded bars, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about. talking about. Now, if hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations at your table and beyond, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.